Not much change has been advertised for the Midwest weather pattern over the coming week to 10 days. There will still be a restricted amount of precipitation and very warm temperatures, especially in the southwestern portions of the production region. The area of concern continues to be Missouri, Kansas, portions of Iowa, and Nebraska, and occasionally is still impacting parts of South Dakota in a similar manner. These areas will see a lot of heat and restricted amounts of precipitation, with Nebraska, Kansas, and western Missouri probably still at the top of the list of areas that will not see much in the way of meaningful precipitation for quite some time. It may not be totally dry in these southwestern Corn Belt areas, but it will be dry enough that the evaporation rates will far outpace whatever precipitation occurs, and crop stresses will likely continue to impact soybeans as well as corn and sorghum and other crops that are produced across these areas. As we move on out in time, we'll likely see rain occur in portions of the Midwest that will be beneficial, but it still looks like the upper portions of the region will likely be the most likely area to see the greatest benefit from the precipitation. Rain totals in this first week of the outlook in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt will probably run from 0.4 inch to 1.5 inches, with some locally greater amounts maybe surpassing 2 inches in a couple of locations. The second week of the outlook from the Dakotas to Michigan will likely run 0.75 inch to 2 inches as well. And so we will have 2 weeks there where favorable conditions will be dominant across the northern parts of the region. Now remember, we're not talking about generalized 1 to 2 inch rains. They'll be pocketed, and we're not likely to see a tremendous increase in soil moisture across these areas, but enough frequency and precipitation to sustain relatively good crop development potential. The lower Midwest will not be quite so lucky with its precipitation, but rain will occur periodically. 0.3 to 0.9 inch will be the rain totals coming up here in this first week of the outlook. In the lower eastern Midwest, there will be some pockets that will get a little bit more rain than that, and they will certainly benefit from it. But we are not expecting temperatures to be quite cool enough to get any kind of a long-term sustainable period of improved soil moisture to occur. So whatever benefit comes from rain will be very short-lived, and we'll likely see crop stress still continuing to be a big issue for quite a few of the production areas across the region. The forecast temperatures will continue to be very warm to hot in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt over this next week. We'll likely see temperatures running mostly in the upper 90s through the lower 100s from Nebraska and South Dakota into portions of Kansas and Missouri, and Iowa will be involved occasionally as well. Temperatures in the rest of the western Corn Belt will be 90s quite often. A few upper 80s will occur during the cooler days. In the eastern Midwest, we will probably see some 100-degree temperatures here today and possibly tomorrow again in Illinois. But most of the temperatures near 100 will occur in Illinois, Indiana today, maybe a part of Kentucky, and that'll be pretty much it. I think we'll see some cooler air overrun much of the eastern parts of the Midwest thereafter. In fact, most of the eastern areas will already be cooling down on Thursday. The temperatures next week will rebound somewhat. We'll see highs mid-80s to middle 90s, and that'll be after a period of high temperatures running mostly in the 80s, with a few upper 70s in Michigan and a few lower 90s in the far south. Those temperatures occur pretty much from Friday through the heart of the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.